Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about strategies to increase reading rates for struggling readers, and this comes from an article in the Journal of Educational Psychology in which researchers from the University of California at Riverside discussed the results of a study they conducted trying to understand what conditions create the maximum fluency gains for struggling readers. And there were two main questions that were posed in this study. First, does the difficulty of the text that a struggling reader is reading have an influence on how quickly they're going to gain fluency? Second, which aspects of reading are helped by different types of reading practice? So, in other words, are we talking about just speed? Are we talking about vocabulary? What are the different parts of reading that get helped? And in order to find this out, they separated groups of struggling second and fourth graders into three different conditions. Either they were reading an independent level text out loud to an adult who could assist and provide feedback, or reading an instructional level text out loud to an adult who could provide feedback, or they were just reading independently. And just to clarify, an independent level book is one that is slightly more, the one that a student can read 92% or more of the words correctly on their own. Instructional level text, usually you can read between 80 and 90% of the words correctly on your own. And then this practice happened 15 minutes a day, 3 days a week, over 20 weeks. And so, to the first question, here's what the researchers found. The difficulty of the text actually does not influence the rate at which students' fluency improves. So whether or not they're very easily able to access the text or have to struggle a little bit through it, the difficulty of the text doesn't have an influence on how quickly students improve their fluency. Next, students reading out loud to an adult who could provide feedback did make significantly higher gains in their reading rates than struggling students who were just reading on their own. So this was 1.4 words a week increase for the ones who had the help versus only a 0.6 words a week increase for students reading by themselves. And the authors suggest it might actually be enough just to have an on-track peer instead of an adult, as long as there's someone who can give the students feedback and help them through tough words. And thirdly, the majority of the reading rate gains actually occurred in weeks 10 through 20, suggesting that teachers shouldn't abandon reading interventions if they don't see early results, because it actually might take a couple of months to get geared up, and then students might start showing really large amounts of gains over the second sort of half of that intervention. And then to the second question about which part of reading gets helped, here's what they found. Students reading out loud to adults showed more improvement in their reading rate, so the speed they were reading, and in word recognition, so being able to see a word by sight, understand it, and then see that word again later on and still know what it was, than students who were in the control condition. However, students reading out loud to adults did not show an increase in decoding skills or vocabulary skills versus the control group. This suggests that poor readers need explicit instruction on word parts as well as a robust instruction in vocabulary, because just reading, even reading out loud with help, is not going to be enough. And then fluency growth had a huge impact on reading comprehension, which is ultimately, of course, why we want students to be fluent. But this research actually suggests that fluency growth might have a bigger impact for struggling readers than for more on-track readers. Increase in comprehension could actually be accounted for 80% of it, could be accounted for by the fluency. So, again, this is essentially almost all of the gains students were making in their reading comprehension were associated with gains they were making in their fluency. So, this really does suggest that reading fluency is a key bridge to comprehension for struggling readers. And so, the authors conclude that, quote, fluency practice should not take the place of well-rounded reading instruction, end quote, but fluency is a tremendously important aspect of struggling readers and getting them up to speed. And it really seems like these readers, regardless of the difficulty of the text they're reading, need some form of consistent feedback as they're reading. And with that kind of support, we actually can see struggling readers improve quite quickly, and they can improve to the point that they're getting closer to grade level. So thanks, and happy teaching.